Coming off the back of its most disappointing showing since Namibia attained independence in 1990, the ruling party, SWAPO, is hoping to cement its position leading the government when the country holds elections on Wednesday. SWAPO, which has ruled Namibia since independence, lost in 2019 its two-thirds majority in parliament, which is needed to pass laws. Kadiva Hamutumwa is the president of the Namibia Exile Kids Association, NECA, an affiliate of the ruling party. She says the party has done enough work to regain its majority.
Throughout the 40 regions, as we were traveling explaining this manifesto, people understood the achievements that the SWAPO party has gained. They had equally understood the challenges that they have had. But there is a lot of democracy that is growing as a nation that has also changed.
The most recent census places Namibia's estimated population at just over 3 million. Of those, 1.4 million are registered voters. Many parties in recent weeks have been hard at work mobilizing voters, mostly made up of young people, to cast their votes. Manuel Ngaringombe is the Secretary General of the People's Democratic Movement, or PDM, which is the official opposition in the country.
We have sell our manifesto. People are reacting. People want to vote. People want change. And we believe that change is exactly going to come and Namibia will not be the same. So we are ready to go to the polls, hoping that the Electoral Commission of Namibia is also very ready.
Earlier this month, members of the police and defense force who will be on duty on voting day cast their votes across the country. Namibians in the diaspora also voted, with results showing a lead for SWAPO. New parties taking part in their maiden elections, the Independent Patriots for Change, or IPC, and the Affirmative Repositioning, AR, movement, came second and third respectively. Job Amupanda is the leader of the AR movement. He applauded the Electoral Commission of Namibia for peaceful elections, free from violence and intimidation.
We actually think that those people who fight are very primitive and we haven't had that experience. Do we want to compare it to other countries? And we see what is happening in Mozambique and we can't guarantee what's going to happen.
21 political parties are vying for seats in the National Assembly. 15 candidates are vying for the country's presidency. Among those vying for the presidency is Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, the only female candidate on the ballot and the ruling party's candidate, who will become Africa's third female head of state if SWAPO retains its long-held position of ruling party. Vitalio Angula, VOA News, Windhoek, Namibia.